This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Herceptin, intravenous infusion. Contains the active ingredient trastuzumab, RCH. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Herceptin. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given Herceptin against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about being given this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Herceptin is also available as a subcutaneous SC injection. For more information on Herceptin SC product, please refer to the separate CMI for Herceptin SC, or speak with your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Herceptin is given for? Herceptin contains an active ingredient called trastuzumab. Herceptin belongs to a group of medicines known as antineoplastic, or anti-cancer, agents. There are many different classes of antineoplastic agents. Herceptin belongs to a class called monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins made in a laboratory. These proteins are designed to recognize and bind to other unique proteins in the body. Herceptin binds selectively to a protein called human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, HER2. HER2 is found in large amounts on the surface of some cancer cells. When Herceptin binds to HER2, it stops the growth and spread of the cancer cells. Herceptin is used to treat breast and gastric cancer. It is only used in patients whose tumor has tested positive to HER2. Herceptin may be used alone or with other medicines that treat breast cancer, such as an aromatase inhibitor, hormone receptor positive breast cancer, or a taxane, e.g. paclitaxel or docetaxel. For the treatment of gastric cancer, Herceptin is used with chemotherapy medicine cisplatin and capecitabine, or 5-FU. For further information about the other medicines you're receiving with Herceptin, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the Consumer Medicine Information, CMI leaflet. Ask your doctor, if you have any questions, why Herceptin has been prescribed for you. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you're given Herceptin, when you must not be given it. Do not use Herceptin if you have had an allergic reaction to Herceptin. Any ingredient listed at the end of this leaflet, or any protein of Chinese hamster origin. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, or swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. You have breast cancer that has not spread, non-metastatic, and you have had an LVEF test result, which measures how well your heart can pump blood, of less than 45%, or you have symptoms of heart failure. Symptoms of heart failure may include shortness of breath, or tire easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat, swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup, abnormal or irregular heartbeat. If you are not sure if you should start receiving Herceptin, talk to your doctor. Before you are given it, tell your doctor if you have a history of heart disease with angina, chest pain, cardiac arrhythmias, abnormal beating of the heart, heart failure, where the heart cannot pump blood normally, coronary artery disease, also known as CAD, a condition where plaque builds up inside the arteries, poorly controlled high blood pressure. You have previously been treated with chemotherapy medicines known as anthracyclines, e.g. doxorubicin. These medicines can damage heart muscle and increase the risk of heart problems with Herceptin. Your doctor will monitor your heart function closely before and during your treatment with Herceptin. Your heart function may also be monitored for years after ceasing Herceptin treatment. If you have any breathing or lung problems, you are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes, allergic or anaphylactic reactions can occur with Herceptin treatment, known as infusion or administration-related reactions. Your doctor or nurse will monitor you for side effects during treatment. See side effects for symptoms to look out for. You are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Herceptin may be harmful to an unborn baby. If there is a need for Herceptin treatment, when you are pregnant your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits to you and the unborn baby. You should use effective contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while you are being treated with Herceptin, and for 7 months after stopping treatment. You're breastfeeding, or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Herceptin passes into breast milk. It is recommended that you discontinue breastfeeding while you are being treated with Herceptin, and not restart breastfeeding until 7 months after completing Herceptin treatment. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you are given Herceptin. Use in children. The safety and effectiveness of Herceptin in children under 18 years of age have not been established. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you have bought without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Herceptin treatment with gemcitabine, vinorelbine, ataxane, or radiation therapy can increase the chance of lung problems, interstitial lung disease. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while receiving Herceptin. Tell your doctor or pharmacist that you have had Herceptin if you start any new medication in the 7 months after stopping treatment. It may take up to 7 months for Herceptin to be removed from your body. How Herceptin is given. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or nurse carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Herceptin must be prepared by a healthcare professional and will be given in a hospital or clinic by a doctor or nurse. Herceptin is given by drip into a vein, intravenous, IV, infusion. The first Herceptin infusion is given over 90 minutes. If the first infusion is well tolerated, your drip time may be shortened to 30 minutes. For the treatment of breast cancer, Herceptin is given either once a week or once every 3 weeks. It may be given alone or in combination with other medicines used to treat breast cancer. For the treatment of gastric cancer, Herceptin is given every 3 weeks in combination with other medicines used to treat gastric cancer. Your doctor will decide how long you should receive Herceptin. This will depend on your response to the medicine and the state of your disease. If you miss a dose, as Herceptin is given under the supervision of your doctor, you are unlikely to miss a dose. However, if you forget or miss your appointment to receive Herceptin, make another appointment as soon as possible. Your doctor will decide when and how much your next dose of Herceptin will be. If you are given too much, overdose, as Herceptin is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will be given too much. However, if you experience any side effects after being given Herceptin, tell your doctor immediately. While you are receiving Herceptin, things you must do. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of an allergic or anaphylactic reaction. Some signs and symptoms include swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, fever, chills, feeling tired, headache. Tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you have any signs and symptoms of heart problems. Some signs and symptoms of heart problems are shortness of breath or getting tired easily after light physical activity, such as walking. Shortness of breath at night, especially when lying flat. Swelling of the hands or feet due to fluid buildup. Cough. Abnormal or irregular heartbeat. Please follow all your doctor's instructions if any of these symptoms require medication. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are receiving Herceptin. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant or intend to start a family while receiving Herceptin. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may perform regular tests. Things you must not do. Do not stop your Herceptin treatment without talking to your doctor first. Tell your doctor if you feel that Herceptin is not helping your condition. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting with a pharmacist. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Herceptin affects you. If you experienced symptoms during your treatment with Herceptin, you should not drive or operate machinery. Side effects. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are receiving Herceptin. Herceptin helps most people with HER2-positive breast and gastric cancer, but it may have some unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Because Herceptin may be used with other medicines that treat breast and gastric cancer, it may be difficult for your doctor to tell whether the side effects are due to Herceptin or due to the other medicines. For further information about the side effects of any other medicines you are receiving, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for the consumer medicine information, CMI leaflets for these medicines. During an infusion, tell your doctor or nurse immediately if you notice any of the following while receiving an infusion, particularly during the first infusion: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, swelling of other parts of your body such as your hands or feet, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, abnormal or irregular heartbeat, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, feeling sick, nausea, or vomiting, diarrhea, pain, or discomfort, including stomach pain, back pain, chest or neck pain, fever or chills, headache, fatigue or tiredness, cough. These may be serious side effects. You may require urgent medical attention. Your doctor may prescribe medication to stop the side effects from occurring. After an infusion, tell your doctor immediately or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital if you notice any of the following: swelling of your face, lips, tongue, or throat with difficulty breathing, severe shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, severe chest pain spreading out to the arms, neck, shoulder and or back, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, fever or chills, abnormal or irregular beating of the heart, severe swelling of the hands, feet, or legs, severe coughing. These are serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you notice any of the following: any of the side effects listed above, getting tired more easily after light physical activity, such as walking, shortness of breath, especially when lying down, or being woken from your sleep with shortness of breath, runny or blocked nose or nosebleeds, insomnia, difficulty sleeping, confusion, weakness, soreness in muscles and or joints, increased cough, feeling dizzy, tired, looking pale, flu and or cold-like symptoms, frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat or mouth ulcers, hot flushes, diarrhea, changes in weight, gain or loss, decrease in or loss of appetite, redness, dryness or peeling of the hands or feet, hand-foot syndrome, pain in hands or feet, unusual hair loss or thinning, nail problems, eye problems such as producing more tears, swollen runny eyes, or conjunctivitis, discharge with itching of the eyes and crusty eyelids. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Your doctor or pharmacist has a more complete list. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell, even if it is not on this list. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you don't understand anything in this list. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Product description. Storage. Herceptin will be stored in the pharmacy or on the hospital ward in a refrigerator at a temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 8 degrees Celsius. Availability. Herceptin is available in two types, formulations. Powder for intravenous infusion, drip into the vein. Supplied as a single dose vial and available in two strengths, 60 mg and 150 mg. Solution for subcutaneous injection, under the skin. Supplied as a single vial pack. It is important to check the product labels to ensure that the correct formulation is being given as prescribed. Herceptin subcutaneous fixed dose formulation is not for intravenous use and should be given as a subcutaneous injection only. What Herceptin looks like. Herceptin is a white to pale yellow powder which is dissolved in sterile water before use. After dissolving, the Herceptin solution should appear as a clear colorless to yellow solution. Ingredients. Each vial of Herceptin contains 60 mg or 150 mg of the active ingredient trastuzumab. It also contains histidine hydrochloride monohydrate, histidine, trehalose dihydrate, polysorbate 20. The trastuzumab protein is made using Chinese hamster ovary cells. Distributor. Herceptin is distributed by Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 7000013286 5. Level 8, 30 34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Medical inquiries. 1-800-233-950. Please check with your pharmacist for the latest consumer medicine information. CMI. Herceptin powder for intravenous infusion. 60 mg. Ostar 1-71014. 150 mg. Ostar 7-3229. This leaflet was prepared on the 23rd of April 2019.